Friday marked day three of the federal government shutdown, with effects starting to show up in places as diverse as school football for military families and services for Native Americans. But in Congress, still no sign of an end to the impasse. Another Senate vote failed to advance a Republican bill that would reopen the government. Republicans want to pass a short-term continuing resolution to reopen government at mostly current spending levels. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson put the issue in starkly partisan terms, taking aim at the Democratic leader of the Senate.
The Democrats are stalling that because they need a political talking point. And why? Because Chuck Schumer, who leads the Democrats, is terrified that he's not going to win back his Senate seat. He's afraid that the Marxist far-left corner of his base is going to challenge him in New York.
For President Donald Trump, the shutdown is not so much an obstacle as an opportunity to move his agenda. He's used it to target federal spending in Democratic states, and he's talking about shutting what he calls Democratic programs. Republican leaders like Johnson seem to be leaning into that approach. Johnson said, when Congress turns off the lights, it shifts authority to the executive branch.
So whomever is sitting in the White House gets to then apply their lenses of review. We happen to have a Republican, a conservative administration. We're very grateful for that. We're limited government conservatives. We think the government's too big. We think the federal government is too big. It does too many things, and it does almost nothing well. And so it serves the taxpayers to send less of their hard-earned money to Washington and keep more in their pockets. That's what we're advancing through the One Big Beautiful Bill and all the legislative priorities that we achieve. But see, sometimes Democrats, not sometimes, all the time, Democrats don't agree with that because they love big government. I mean, listen to them. They want the government to control every aspect of your lives, and they need all of your hard-earned dollars to do that. In fact, they'd like to take them all. That's what the socialists are arguing for. That's what the Marxists believe.
Republicans also argue that Democrats want to fund benefits for what they call illegals at the expense of services for citizens. Democrats say they want to protect health care for everyone. Hakeem Jeffries is the House Democratic leader.
Just to be clear, everyone is about to experience dramatically increased premiums, copays, and deductibles because of the Republican health care crisis. Everyone in America. And as that happens, they'll know that this is a result of Donald Trump and failed Republican policies who have launched the largest assault on health care in American history.
Jeffries also sees a broader agenda from Republicans and the administration.
Well, Donald Trump and Republicans have shut the government down as part of their ongoing effort to inflict pain and suffering on the American people. This is day three of the Trump shutdown, but it's day 257 of the chaos that Donald Trump and his administration and Republicans have been inflicting on the American people, including mass firings that they've already done outside of a government shutdown. This is who they are. Cruelty is the point when it comes to Trump policies.
The Senate is scheduled to take up the issue when it reconvenes Monday. In other words, the shutdown will continue into next week. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.